The views on this program are solely those of the host and his or her guests and do not reflect those of KZSM Radio, SMTX-CRA, or its governing body. This is an encore presentation. If you like it, listen live on Saturday at 8 in the morning, Soul Sanctuary. Hey there, my Soul Sanctuary soldiers. You made it. It's Soul Sanctuary. It is 8 a.m. Central Standard Time on a Saturday. And today I have one of the most important people in my life here in the studio. Did you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hey, that's my oldest. And my youngest is here too. He's doing activity stuff. So today what we're going to talk about is, what are we talking about today? The element is water. So the element of water. This is also the first day I'm going to be using my notes electronically. So hopefully that doesn't leave me crazy alone. So oldest son, what do you know about water?
Water is very flexible.
It is very flexible. What else do you know about water?
It can shapeshift into anything depending on what you put it in.
Right. It can take the shape of whatever you put it in. Good job. So some other information that we're going to talk about, water, we're going to talk about water in tarot, water in the chakras, also water in what? Tarot, chakras, the Orisha, right? Mama Yamoja. You know who Mama Yamoja is, baby?
Mama Yamoja is the, like, queen of the top water.
The top water, 500 feet and above. So who's responsible for 500 feet and below?
Baba Oloku.
That's Baba Oloku. We're learning the Orisha together. How cool is that? Okay, so we're going to get into that, too. The first thing we're going to talk about is the Orisha in tarot. I'm sorry, water in tarot. So in tarot, the suits that water is represented by are, I'm gonna mute you for a minute, little bit, baby. Mute him for a little bit. Okay. The suits that water is represented by are buckets or cups. In my deck, it's cups. Either a chalice, sea, ocean, river, and I've also seen it referred to as masks. One of my friends has a tarot deck that's based on comic strips and like graphic novel artwork, and in his, the water element is masks, which is really interesting because water suit is responsible for emotion, and masks, I don't see that as emotion, but I guess the artist that did his suit kind of did, and that's kind of awesome. Okay, so when we are talking about the suit of water or cups in my deck, that's minor arcana. So that means it's a temporary influence. It's not something that's going to be a lifelong journey or that kind of thing. trying not to sigh into the mic, baby. It represents emotions, feelings, and creativity. And the most commonly known cards that come in that suit that you probably, if you had them in a reading, you would remember. Love is in the cup suit. So is happiness. In addition to debauchery. And debauchery, that card gives me more smiles than any other card that I pull in the cups suit, because that card is all about overindulging to escape something. And whenever I say that to people, I don't know, they really like it. They like being called out on their stuff, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so then the next thing we're going to talk about is the water in the zodiac signs. And in addition to that, the major arcana have at least three cards that are related to water, and they actually go with the zodiac signs too. And so the first one is Cancer, which we just entered. We just entered Cancer, which is the reason why I'm doing water today instead of Earth, which is what I had originally planned. So Cancer is the sign, and the card is, in the major arcana, is called the Chariot. And I like that card. That's actually my husband's life card, and so I'm used to what that means. And it's all about strategic planning. The next one is Scorpio. And Scorpio is represented by the Death card, and that's a really kind of notorious card in the tarot. And the funny thing about that is today the date adds up to 13, which is the Death card. So today is the scariest tarot card day. If you make it through today, you can make it through anything. And then the last one is Pisces is the zodiac, and the card is the moon. And the moon, to me, is one of the most intimidating cards in the deck. So it's interesting that it comes out to be a water card. I'm an earth sign. I don't know why that would, I don't know, freak me out the way that it does, but I guess it does. So what do we know about the water zodiac sign? We know that water zodiac signs are really emotional. They're usually really good friends, but they'll like cry at the drop of a hat. They're not stoic people. They're very great artists. If you get a water sign to create something for you, it'll be beautiful and practical. That's part of them. Cancer is actually supposed to be the sign that I get along with the best per everything. But I don't know. I don't really know any Cancer, so I don't know whether that rings true or not. The only person I know who has a Cancer is Wendy Williams, and I don't think we'd be friends. Like, she's a little bit too, like, shady. So I'm not sure. I don't think we'd be friends, though. So let's see. What else do we want to talk about with water? Oh, before we go any further, I did pick some songs out that kind of represent the water suit, and I'm hoping that they'll play. But weird stuff's happening when I'm clicking the songs right now. I'm going to try to play this one. And if it doesn't, I'm going to just talk again. Let's see what happens.
You're listening to KZSM.org.
Michelle Ndege Ocello, and that was Likoi Moon, and that's related because, you know, moon, feminine energy, water, that's all kind of in the same bucket, and you know, anytime I can share Michelle Ndege Ocello, I have to, because she's amazing, but back to what we have going on in the studio today, my honored guest, would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Is there anything that you would like to talk about? We have about 3 or 4 minutes. Do you want me to go on with my little stuff? Or
you can go ahead.
Okay. I can go ahead, he says. So, water. Water is the element. And when we talk about where water is in the body, of course, depending on what you're looking at as far as defining the different elements, water can be represented by the blood, the sacral chakra, where, you know, there's a lot of liquid that pools, is actually your womb space. And so that's the sacral chakra. So when you go to balance out your water element, you're talking about your... your sacral chakra. That's the second one. It's right above the root chakra. So once you have all your root stuff worked out, which is your basic needs and, you know, making sure your boundaries are in place, then you move up to the sacral chakra. And that's the funnest chakra to work on for reasons we're not going to go into right this moment. But if you want to look up how to get your sacral chakra balanced, Pinterest has a plethora of information about that. And actually, the notes that I'm going to send out after this broadcast will go a little bit into which yoga moves are good for your sacral chakra, and then the different kinds of chants and that kind of thing. I'll go over a little bit of it, but the detailed notes that I'll be reading from, they'll be in the PowerPoint presentation that I'm going to kind of put on Soul Sanctuary KZSM, whatever it's called, on Facebook. So make sure you're part of that group if you want to be able to follow along or get some more information about the different parts of the water element that we'll be talking about today. So where we stopped was, did we talk about Mama Yemoja? We brought her up, yes. Right? Yes.
And Baba Olokun.
And so the way that actually the people who practice Yoruba refer to the different Orisha, if it's a female or usually depicted as a female, they say Mama, whoever it is. And if it's a male or usually depicted as a male, they say Baba Olokun. Although I found a couple of different things where Olokun was depicted as either unisex or female. So it's kind of interesting. I wonder if there's the different parts of the people who celebrate.
You're listening to KZSM.org. This is The Wiz. Final Confessions coming to you every Monday night.
Honey,
new
go
time,
sit down.
10 o'clock until midnight. We still play all the best of vinyl records that we find every week just for you. All those scratches, hisses, and pops that tell you it's legitimate vinyl. Can hear it every week, KZSM.org. Thanks for tuning in.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. Heading up that highway, leaving you behind, hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memory always help me hide my lonesome feeling, far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go.
There we are. We're back on the other side of that break and song, which was inspired by the youthful energy I have here in the studio. Now I remember why we usually do the show that we do. The way that we do, it's difficult to get it kind of with all the parts in place. I didn't realize how many plates I actually juggle when I do this until I try to throw mom in there. Doesn't fit. So we'll keep talking to, we've got my oldest in here and my youngest is here too. And he's playing with some little magnet thing we got from Five Below. Can you get on the mic and say, what did we talk about that you know about water?
Well, we know about Mama Yamoja for the first 500 feet.
Yes.
And then we know about Baba Olokun, which has the deep sea.
Right. And then what about the states of water?
We have liquid.
Right.
Like regular water.
Mm-hmm.
We have a solid type, which is ice when it's frozen.
Right.
And then steam is our gas form of water.
Right. So there's three forms of water. And not all elements are like that, but water can come in any of those three forms. There's some really important ice here on the planet, which is at the very, very top and at the very, very bottom. The polar ice caps, that's all ice, right? And Earth is known as the water planet because we're mostly water. The planet is mostly water. And our bodies are mostly water. Our bodies are about 80% water. That's why it's important to drink a whole lot of water all the time. Is that right? Do you like drinking water? Yeah, he's not on the mic. He said yes. Is there anything else that you know about? Do you have any superheroes that deal with water that you like? My little one's talking, but he's not on mic. How about you, big one?
No, but when I play with Star Wars people, I usually just make them use the Force to push water around.
Oh, they use the Force to push water. And wasn't there one of the people that are in Avatar? Isn't there somebody who deals with water?
Oh, yeah. And it is called a waterbender.
Oh, okay, a waterbender. So, and how do they use their power?
They can basically move water, like, if they want to, depending on their hand shape.
Yeah. And they have to go through training to learn how to do it?
Yes.
I think he's doing really good for his first time on the air. That's pretty fantastic. My son has the cutest face when he's embarrassed. It's just the bee's knees.
Whoopsie.
No, that's cool. What else do we know about water? So let's talk a little bit more about the suit of cups with emotions. This is a really good card or a suit to pull if you're having a spread about relationships. That's where you want to see your cups cards. Hopefully your emotions are part of your relationships. If not, you might want to evaluate what you're doing with relationships, and also the term relationship. You know that you've heard all those platitudes about people don't remember what you did, but they remember how you made them feel. Right? So that's why harmony with the water element is important, that your relationships are balanced, that you're giving what you're getting, or you're giving an amount that is appropriate as far as you're concerned to what you're getting, that there's balancement. I have more people come and get disappointing readings and disappointing kind of paths when we do like a overall scan when their relationships are out of whack. And when your relationships are out of whack, that is a mirror. So what that's showing is that your internal relationship's out of whack. Everybody in your life is just a mirror. And so if you're fighting with every single female that you know, you need to go clean up your female energy. 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago? I actually had a falling out with every single male I know, like everyone I came in contact with, whether I know them a lot or a little bit. Just every single interaction was hard and rough, and I was cantankerous, and they were driving me nuts. and I actually lit a candle on my altar to balance out my masculine side, because for some reason it was offending every single person I ran into, and I don't know what that was. Like, I was getting along with women, but just not men. So anyway, when you find the it's so easy, like when you find the imbalance, just to trace it down to what is the basic thing. And I think that if you start praying or start putting awareness around whatever you think the basic imbalance is, that's how you move towards health, right? And so when we're looking at that in relationships, if you're doing a spread about relationships, you should go to High Tarot, because I just posted this morning. If you ask me about relationships, there's one question I'm going to ask you, and I put a song up that depicts it beautifully. So go to High Tarot, HAITAROT, and you'll get that, because before we do the spread and before I can give you any advice about what to do with your relationship, we need to make sure that certain principal players are on board, and if they're not, nothing I tell you is going to be able to help your relationship. So we start at one specific place. So then when you do a relationship spread, you, like I said, you want to stay in the cups kind of suit, because that's where emotions are, and that's what relationships are. All they are is a playground to work out our emotional belief systems, the ones we've developed so far. A lot of it is us working out our conditional love. A lot of it is us expecting the other person to bring us happiness, which is impossible. It is us dealing with our parental issues. That's why it takes so many to get somebody that you want to marry. You have to work out a couple of things first. You have to work out, what is your relationship with the feminine? What is your relationship with the masculine? Are you able to be with one partner? You might not have that energy. You might not be ready to. Are you with the right gender partner? Sometimes it takes people a couple of times to figure that out. Or do you have to pick one? Maybe you like them all. You know, maybe just like beautiful things. One of my friends who kind of picks from both sides of the menu explained it to me as just liking beautiful things. And so no matter what package it comes in, if it's beautiful, then that's what they go with. And I really get that. That's probably Cancer, by the way. They're so able to see beauty in everything. The water signs, those Cancers, those Pisces. Another thing about Pisces. Pisces are the most intuitive, sign. I have a relative who's a Pisces, and by the time he was 3, he was so psychic. It was just a little bit eerie. And you'll find that Pisces really have the ability to follow their intuition, to understand their intuition. They're very empathic. But even more than empathic, they just have this intuition about them. That's why they get along with everybody. They're able to read a room. And because they're fish, you know, the sign for Pisces is 2 fish. And it's 2 fish because it's yin and yang. It's balanced. They're so balanced and chameleon-like that they can, in any crowd, morph into whatever that crowd or that moment needs. That's why whenever you see a Pisces, they're usually not alone. They don't spend a whole lot of time alone. People are attracted to that kind of really comfortable routine that they offer, that Pisces have, and that intuition. It just makes you feel like they're magic because they can just... I remember one time... What was I doing? I was just taking my kiddos, the twins, somewhere, and my nephew says to me, he said, why are you sad? And I said, I'm smiling. And he goes, yeah, but you're sad. And it was funny because here I thought this mask was working because these kids were only like, you know, 5 or 6 years old. But even at that age, he kind of pulled me on the carpet and was like, yeah, that's not what that is. And it's cool that that's what you'll get with a Pisces. We talked about Cancer. Well, all of the water signs are a little bit more emotional. And I don't have that much experience with Cancer or Scorpio that I know of. I have one of my friends, I think she's a Scorpio, but I can't remember if she's Scorpio or Sagittarius, so I'm not going to compare that to her. But I can tell you about Pisces. And like I said, that chameleon thing comes in really well. They usually do great wherever they work. They usually, like, shoot straight to the top because those interpersonal relationships and those intrapersonal relationship skills are banging, and they don't even try. You know how when you see Mariah Carey like sing and she sings a really high note and she makes a face to make us all feel better? She's not actually trying. And that's how Pisces are with interpersonal relationships. I haven't had a reading with a Pisces yet that asked what they should do with a person. That's never where they're confused. Sometimes, you know, they are really liking the attention that they get, and so they're scared to move to different realms and kind of get outside of their comfort zone. But what they don't understand is the world is their comfort zone. We all want that Pisces ability to move through any crowd, to talk to any audience. It's like a superpower. I mean, I've got people who are listening right now who are scared of public speaking. If they could just sip a little Pisces juice, they'd be cool. So it's like, but it's all about whether or not they know that they have that talent. And then kind of what they do with it. What famous Pisces do you know? I can't think of any. I can't think of any at all. If you know of a famous Pisces, will you write them to me? And if you are a Pisces, tell me what you think. Did I get it right? Am I talking about the right sign? I believe that I am. So then that's the zodiac. Going back into the Orisha, so we have... Mama Umoja, and she is actually where the idea of mermaids came from, which is so cool because here in San Marcos, there's a big thing about mermaids. Like, everybody's all about mermaids, which is interesting because we don't live on an ocean. We live on a river. And so it's like river mermaids. Isn't that different than ocean mermaids? I would think. But anyway, the cool thing about kind of being drawn to Mama Umoja and living kind of on a river is everything's about the river here. People float the river, and, you know, there's lots of legislation on and about the river here in San Marcos, and it's always in the conversation. And if you're not talking to somebody who just came from the river, you're probably talking to somebody who's about to go to the river and love, like, and everybody loves it so much. It's always exactly 72 degrees, and so we have people who go into the river all year long because, you know, it doesn't get terribly cold here, and if it does, it lasts for about 3 hours. So it's really cool to think about Mami Umoja and Baba Olokun every time. Go ahead, baby.
The reason I think everybody likes the Mami Umoja, all the water stuff, is mm-hmm. probably because we got a river named after our city, and everybody's proud of having our river named after us, so they want to, like, celebrate it a lot. So
that's right.
Probably the reason why we all like it.
I think you have a really good point there. We do. Our river is called the San Marcos River, and we live in San Marcos, and so he's pointing out that maybe the reason why people like it so much is because they're proud that they have a river named after the city, which is really, really smart. This is the kind of stuff this guy comes up with. Really smart idea. I think you have something there. I think people like that where our river is, like, it shoots out of the earth. It's called some kind of underwater spring. And if you go to the Salt Lick, you can actually see the water coming out of wherever it comes from in the earth and making more river, like going down the river. So it's a really kind of connected kind of feeling. And I think if you were to, like, I don't know, I think it's a really good place to refresh, and people would, like, go get in the river, and then it changes their entire day. I can dip in the river. I cannot float the river. I haven't floated the river in the 10 years I've been here, and I don't see it happening. I'm so scared of that thing. Everybody I talk to is like, you can't live here without going down the river, but I don't know, it's worked so far. Anyway, we'll get back to talking more about water and the river on the other side of this break. You're listening to Soul Sanctuary. Here we go.
This is an encore presentation. If you like it, listen live on Saturday at 8 in the morning. Soul Sanctuary.
Join KZSM.org at the Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop by our booth to meet the KZSM DJs on Samarcus' own community radio station. This is a fabulous time to learn what KZSM.org is all about and how you can help by volunteering, donating, or underwriting. Then pick up some fantastic veggies, essential oils, local honey, much needed coffee, as well as much, much more. We will see you there.
The following is a public service announcement brought to you by KZSM Radio and the City of San Marcos, Texas. Hurricane season begins June 1st, which means homeowners and renters need to buy a National Flood Insurance Program policy today to be prepared for a disaster. A flood insurance policy generally takes effect 30 days after purchase, and homeowners and renters insurance do not typically cover flood damage. Flooding is the most common and costly natural disaster in the United States, and it can occur almost anywhere, not just in high-risk areas. On average, 25 to 30% of all flood claims paid by the NFIP are for properties outside of high-risk flood areas. You can purchase flood insurance through an insurance agent. If your agent does not sell flood insurance, please contact the NFIP Referral Call Center at 800-427-4661 for a referral. Or for more, please visit www.floodsmart.gov or www.fema.gov/National Flood Insurance Program.
Experience San Marcos. You should come to the river and jump in, or go downtown and take a run around to see all the local merchants. But if you want to feel San Marcos, you need to tune in on Tuesday nights at 9 to 10 p.m. and listen to Downtown Funk with Sammy the Bull, playing all the top hits, top grooves, obscure funk from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So if you want to get your groove on and reminisce, or if you want to feel like it was back in the day, tune in on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m.
And there we go. Excuse me. And there we go on the other side of the break here. You're listening to Soul Sanctuary currently. We're here every Saturday at 8 a.m. Today we're discussing the element of water in different metaphysical modalities. We have two very special guests here in the studio with us. My oldest and my youngest boys. You want to say hey?
Hello.
My youngest is singing hello behind me. I don't know if you can hear him. But there's not a whole lot that the bigger one does that the little one is not going to do, whether he's big enough and or it's appropriate or not. He just follows him around and does everything. Everything his big brother does. He loves him so much. So we were talking about how our San Martians love the river because we're big, big river people here. And I think in a couple of you need to get that from him. He can't have that.
Okay.
Get that from him. I think in a couple of months? When does the mermaid stuff happen? I think there's a mermaid ball that happens. I know there's a mermaid parade, and I believe it's in early fall. I'm pretty sure. I'll look into that and come back to you, because maybe it's a good time for you to come and visit and check out and see if you like this area or not. We are not Austin, and it shows in the most inconvenient ways, but we're close to Austin. We have shirts that say, you know, you have the Keep Austin Weird campaign. In San Marcos, there are shirts that say "Keep Austin 45 minutes away," because that's about how far we are from Austin. Although I like Austin, I love the capital, I love the people. They're really funky. And I think that I fell more in love with Austin during the 2008 campaign because, man, was Austin beautiful around the 2008 campaign. I was just about to have my son in April, and from January to April, it was just amazing. All of the groundswells, all the people getting together, they were all fantastic. Oh! One of my co-hosts is showing me, the other DJs is showing me that Mermaid Week starts September 15th. So if you're planning to come visit, coming the week of September, you'll get to do the see the Mermaid Parade, and everybody dresses up like mermaid and colors their hair like mermaids and puts on all glittery bindies and stuff. It's really cute. It's a fun time, and it's just something that we kind of do here locally. So. Mermaids. What else were we talking about? Okay, so Mama Yemoja. She is usually depicted either as a mermaid or as a storm sometimes. There are some beautiful depictions of Mama Yemoja. If you ever are just kind of thinking that you might want to get into the Orisha, or you're just bored and you're clicking around on Pinterest. I get on Pinterest sometimes and forget or like can't think of what to look for, because I'm up usually like crazy hours in the middle of the night, and so sometimes I reach the end of the internet, like there's nothing else I want to see or do online, but I'm not sleepy enough to sleep, so in those times that's when I do most of my research. But if you go on Pinterest and put in Mama Yemoja and all the different ways you can spell her name, because there's a whole lot of them, you'll see some really beautiful depictions of this kind of ocean goddess. Speaking of ocean, there's another Orisha called Oshun, which is what the ocean's actually named after, and I don't know the distinguishing aspects that separate Mama Yemoja from Oshun. I think they're related, like Oshun is supposed to be Mama Yemoja's daughter or sister. I can't remember. I haven't researched that part yet. Because when I looked up which element, like which goddess represents water in the Orisha, the one I was given was Yemoja. So we're going to start with Yemoja. We'll probably talk about Olokun a little bit more. The biggest, I mean, there's not a whole lot more to say about him as far as I can tell. Olokun is the father of unknown wisdom or unfathomable wisdom. And so that's why Olokun is over the bottom half of the ocean, because it's parts we don't know. We've not even seen the bottom 500 feet of the ocean. There's animals down there we've never seen before. Do you remember the one on, was it the Little Mermaid that had the light bulb that kind of hung from its head and it had big old teeth? It was either Nemo or the Little Mermaid. I don't remember which one. But it was the weird, it had this huge underbite. That's the kind of stuff that's down deep, deep, deep in the ocean. And it's ruled by Olokun to remind us that there's wisdom we're unaware of, that we don't know. Sometimes we think we know the answer, and we do know the surface answer, but we don't know where it came from. It's kind of like if your kid asks you, where does water come from? You could either say the faucet, or you could explain how it gets from the river to your house. How it gets from the river to your house is what's representing Olokun in this analogy. And so it's up to you whether you want your kid to just understand, just go turn it on over there, or if you want to explain the actual process through which water goes to come to our houses. And then you can explain that it's not all over the world. Like only this percentage of the earth even has plumbing. Everybody else runs to the river to do everything. So that's kind of the knowledge that Olokun is responsible for. I've said, I think that whatever it is that is happening when I do tarot is somewhere in the realm of Olokun knowledge, because for some reason, based on the energy that the person's giving me, based on the cards that we pick, I'm able to pick out what is subconsciously happening with that person. And I think that's Olokun knowledge. And the reason why people come and get a tarot reading is because, you know, life's distracting. Things are distracting. You can't pay attention to your inner child when you've got to get on the road by 9 o'clock, you know what I mean? And fight the Austin traffic and get to work for a boss you hate, for a job that you hate, to go get groceries that you don't want to eat, to live with somebody you hate. Like, you can't be finding your dharma when you have life to do. And, you know, I think that's the reason why people want a break to sit down and do a tarot reading. Let's talk about what's going on in your individual experience. Let's talk about why your spirit came down here to this planet, because there's a yearning inside of all of us to get back to what we came here for. I promise there's probably a very small number of spirits that were sitting around saying, you know what? I want to go down to that planet, work as a shoe salesman until I'm 80, die, and then come back here. Like, I don't think that's what happens. I don't think that's what you were taught, what you meant when you got here. And if you're working and putting your energy towards not what you came here for, what you're doing is, by the law of attraction, asking for more of it. So today, the card of the day is death. It's the death card, the scariest card. Ooh, what are you going to do? It's the death card. It means embrace change. So what are you going to do today? Are you going to go and spend time with people you hate, doing things you hate for an amount of time that you hate and resent the drive? Or are you going to cancel those plans, light yourself a candle, get out a journal, and start working on your dharma? Get to what you got, what you came here for. Get to what you came here for. Make a vision board. I was just posting about my vision board from 2013 this morning, because I hadn't seen it for a very long time. And when I looked at it, I realized the picture that I put on there, because I wanted to have another baby, looked exactly like some of the pictures I have of my second baby. It's like the exact same picture. And that was so awesome. I was like, right, that's what you're supposed to do. Write the vision. Make a picture of what you want. And I have a vision board this year, but I didn't put a plane on there. I got to put an airplane on there, because I want to start flying all over, I think, the country, not the world yet. I think I want to start flying all over the country first. So when I get home after this, I'm going to go take care of a friend who needs some help. And after that, I'm going home to cut out a picture of an airplane of some sort and put it right on my vision board, because the kind of study I was doing this morning reminded me that if you have the right vision, you can make anything manifest. Also, it's important for us to point out that the 21st was the longest day of the year. We are now getting shorter. The days are actually getting shorter. It's also the first day of summer. Yay! So what we want to talk about and what you want to think about this week, your focus should be, what do you want to be celebrating on New Year's Eve? Do you want to celebrate your weight loss? Do you want to celebrate your wedding? Do you want to celebrate your divorce? Do you want to celebrate kicking your adult child out of the house so you can run around in your drawers? What is it? What do you want in 6 months? This is a good kind of recess. What did you ask for in January? What was your resolution? How far are you off of that? Can you get back to that? Do you need to go visit our friend Michelle at Metroflex and get your gym situation together, right? Do you need to come get a tarot reading at High Tarot and figure out what it is you want, because you have no idea? Do you need to start selling stuff at Mothering at the Market? Go join Mermama, and then you can come to Mothering at the Market and sell your crafts if you want to. Like, what do you want to celebrate? New Year's Eve is on its way. We're bending towards winter. Winter is coming. Already. I know. Don't be mad at me. I'm not the calendar. I'm just telling you what it says. Kind of like we do with the cards, right? So anyway, let's go ahead and go into the last break of Soul Sanctuary, and I will see you guys on the other side.
Hello, Starshines. This is Chill B. Listen to my radio show, Killzone San Marcos, every Monday at 4:02 p.m. on KZSM.org, your community radio. Later.
Okay, what makes this true community radio? KZSM expresses San Marcos in all its beauty, diversity, and quirkiness. We have shows about food and about feminism, about wrestling, books, movies, politics, veterans, sports, and aliens. And all kinds of music, reggae, heavy metal, oldies on vinyl, and local live bands live in the studio. It's like Texas weather. If you don't like it, stay tuned. It'll change. Our programming is produced entirely by volunteers using donated equipment, assisted by dedication, imagination, and love. But those don't pay the rent, the electric bill, or our other expenses, which is where you come in. Please find the donate button right there on the webpage and help sustain this true community that we all share.
Hi there. I have a question for you. Does music make you tap your toes, or does music soothe you? Come join me at KZSM.org at the Celtic Corner every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. and see if the music that I play for you soothes you or makes you tap your toes. See you then.
Hey, everybody. Here we are on the last little leg here of Soul Sanctuary. Before we get back into the element of water, we did a little bit of self-help stuff. I usually segue into self-help because that's really where my passion is, right? Anyway, before we get back into that, if you want to schedule a reading with me, you need to go to High Tarot, which is H-A-I-T-A-R-O-T. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and on the web. So you can go to www.hightarot.com. And as soon as I figure out how to delete that ad from the top of it, I will, because I'm paying for it now and I don't know why it's still there. Anybody who uses Wix, give me a call, let me know. I'd love to figure out how to remove that banner. I'm working on it. Anyway, it still works for booking. So if you want to book time with me, please go do that. The menu of services is there. Just go under book. And because I'm still working on Venmo is one thing I'm still working on, and also the actual booking process. If you book a session with me by 12 a.m. tomorrow, like tonight, by 11:59 tonight, I'll give you a gift certificate for the exact same amount, because I need to kind of drive business to it so I can make sure that the billing process isn't a pain in the butt and that it works properly. So we are going to do, our last segment of kind of the element of water. And I'm thinking, I'm going to see if my son wants to ask me some questions, because I asked him some, and we'll see if he can come up with any, or if there's anything he wanted to talk about today. Do you have any questions for me that you want me to answer on the radio?
Well, not exactly, but I do have, like, some jokes and things to talk about.
Oh, fantastic. Jokes, beguile us.
So what is the same about an airplane and a person on the radio?
What's the same about an airplane and a person on the radio?
They're both on the air.
Very funny. Next joke. You have another one, or what do you have next?
I just wanted to point out that if you're ever on an airplane, when you land, underneath your feet where the wheels are, as soon as you land, the wheels go from 0 miles per hour to 100 miles per hour, and it creates about 720 degrees.
Oh, wow.
That's hard the friction is.
Got
when
it.
You land.
So that's why you jerk kind of when the plane lands.
Yes.
So it goes from 0 miles per hour to how many?
About 100.
That's pretty crazy. Where did you see that?
On City in the Sky.
On City in the Sky. Is that on Netflix? Fantastic. Very nice. I appreciate that. If you have any water facts, that'd be awesome too. I really like knowing that about the airplane though. That's cool. And it's interesting because I have to go find a picture of an airplane when we get home, right?
Right.
So what is, let's see, how has our summer been so far?
It has been great.
You need to talk into the mic.
It's been great, although we haven't really gone swimming, though swimming does relate to water.
Yes, we've went swimming twice.
Yep.
That's not enough.
No, it isn't.
That's not enough. I guess we have to go swimming more. And we really do, because I want them to be really good swimmers. What else? Do you remember anything else from the summer so far? You can't play with him and be on the air, baby.
Well, I did go to this basketball camp.
Yeah? Did you have fun?
Yes.
Good. Did you have pictures at basketball camp?
Yes, I did.
Do you want to share with our listeners what you did in your picture at basketball camp, oldest son?
Well, our family, since Black Panther came out, we've, like, loved the movie so much, and we've, like, based all our themes on it. So, during a picture at basketball camp, I did a Wakandan cross.
A Wakandan cross, he said.
And even my little brother knows. Like, when I was in my room, I just did a random Wakandan Grothin, and Hendrik said, Wakanda forever.
he does. I put up a video of the little one doing the challenge day speech, because he can do the entire thing. He's screaming Wakanda forever in the background right now. We really like that movie. So let's talk a little bit about it, because I think that the fact that it exists makes me so happy. And after this, we're going to go up to a book fair where they're going to be talking about Wakanda. There's a couple of the different like seminars that are about Wakanda and Wakanda forever. It's up at I think it's the some library in Austin. Hey, do you want to say, what's your favorite part of Black Panther?
Well, my favorite part of Black Panther is close to my mom's favorite part, but it's when Black Panther emerges from the crashed ship. And I also love how Killmonger and Wakabi's face are like, what the heck?
And then what's my favorite part? Can you describe it?
Yes, it's when Okoye and her warriors... when Okoye stabs the floor twice, and then they all hold their spears at Killmonger, is actually her favorite part.
The girl power part. It really is. Favorite part of, you ready?
Would you really know how to go?
he's actually, I'm sorry. He's, off. He's doing M'Baku's part. Can you translate for us? What did he do? You say it.
We will not have it though.
That's what M'Baku says on challenge day. So now you've heard both of my rapscallions here in the studio hanging out with mom. All right, so I want you to know that the little one is now going to every available microphone screaming, "We will not have it though." The only thing that's saving us is that he doesn't know which one's on and which one's off. All right.
We have an advantage.
Right. We're gonna take advantage of that, right? Okay, so wrapping up water. And like I said, I'm going to be sending out the PowerPoint that my notes were on for this water element. The Orisha that is associated with water is Mama Yemoja. The chakra that's associated with water is the sacral chakra, which is your womb space. The tarot, which is associated with water, there's several different suits, but there'll be one for each element. So it's pretty easy usually to tell which one's water. It'll say something like buckets, cups, chalices, sea, ocean. I was telling about a deck that I saw that has masks. And the reason is because the water suit represents emotion. So and water actually represents emotion everywhere. You think about why in the really dramatic scenes of movies there's rain. Water represents emotion. Water is about cleansing and purification. And water is the most like people, I think, because when it's still, water can be really beautiful and peaceful. Well, it's always beautiful, but it can be really peaceful and calm. But water is also what's in a hurricane, and water is also where you can drown. You can't stay in water too long, you know?
And water actually is part of us, because water is part of our blood.
That's right. Water is part of our blood.
And that's what keeps us pumping. So, like, we need water to survive.
We absolutely need water to survive. This is the new generation talking to you. And his generation, the ones that come after them, need clean water to survive. That is an entire topic of it for a different show. Maybe we'll get some environmental crunchy people in and talk about what we can do to kind of make the water that we have last until these little ones get a chance to kind of get around it. So the favorite thing about the water kind of element for me is that it is feminine energy. It's associated with feminine energy. And I really like feminine energy. One of the songs that kind of encapsulates what I feel about feminine energy is "And God Created Woman." And so I'm going to play that. By Prince, of course. And on the other side, we'll say goodbye. So here that goes. On the other side of sorry. Okay, sorry. Hi. We're on the other side of that God Created Woman, which is a beautiful, beautiful song by Prince, and we're just gonna say goodbye. Soul Sanctuary, it's a wrap for what is today, the 23rd here, June 23rd. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say goodbye, special guest?
Goodbye and Wakanda forever.
Thank you. Do you want to say goodbye, other special guest?
Goodbye, Wakanda forever.
Your kiss, alright. very life is in your power. Now will I flourish or perish? No one knows, only you, not I. I go, baby.